Hi, this is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. This is Steve Barish speaking. I want to give out some phone numbers if I can. In the U.S., it's 877-876-5227. In Canada, it would be 530-876-3222. And toll-free in Canada and the United States is 888-815-9756. So if anybody needs a healing or anybody wants to talk to me, please don't hesitate to give me a call. Tonight I'm going to discuss love and harmony since this is a beautiful time of the year. It's a wonderful time of the year. We have Hanukkah and Christmas at this particular time, and I believe that not only do the adults love it this time of the year, but I think children love it at this time of the year, probably more than the adults, unless the adults have taken on their kids stuff again, which is would be wonderful to do. Harmonics basically are the balance of the universe, and as we're balancing in the universe will balance us. Harmonically, we are set at a time when the universe... Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Can I help you?
Yes. I called in and I was thinking this was psychic, but then I heard you say healing, and
yes,
that's really more what I'm wanting.
Can
actually,
I help you, dear?
Yes, it's for a friend of mine. Can you do that?
I can do a lot of different things, but I need to know, what is your name? Just your first
My
name, please.
All right. My name is Emma.
Okay, Emma. And what seems to be wrong with your friend?
My friend has been diagnosed various things, schizophrenic included.
Mm-hmm.
And I would really look for him to have healing if he can't be cured, you know, without the medication, to please see the doctors and be on the right medications to become right in his head.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And how long has this been going on, dear?
He's been a psychiatric patient off and on for the past 35 years. The off and on really has been the episodes of his illness. He gets off of his medications because he's been well for so long and he thinks he's cured. And then it's a very long struggle to find the right set of medications to where he's well again. And then he's well for maybe a year and a half, and then he thinks he's cured, he gets off his meds, and off he goes again.
Well, shouldn't he actually, if he's on medication, shouldn't he stay on the medication?
Yes,
getting
sir,
off
he
the medication
should, but
is pretty
yes,
detrimental.
Yes, sir, you're absolutely right. But I have found in this past 8 months that it's very common for people with severe mental illnesses that are on, say, a set, like he is, a set of medications. It's a combination of many things. They get tired of taking them. They get tired of swallowing them. And they really do believe that they are cured. They
mm-hmm.
think that they're fine without them.
Yes. Yes. His mind is lightening up right now.
Yes.
It went from black. It's going into white and gray right now. So I think his thinking will be a little clearer.
When did this happen?
Pardon? Excuse me?
When did his thinking go for the black?
I don't know. All I do is I see him, and what I'm doing is clearing his mind. That's all I can do there. I'm clearing his blood right now. So he needs a lot of love and attention as something he's not really getting.
Yes.
I would highly suggest if he's a friend... I'm talking tonight on harmonics, love and harmonics, and it's very, very important to be in harmony with oneself. And the best way to do that is to be in touch with your heart. Most people are not open to their heart. Most people don't even know about heart energy. So what I'm going to do is discuss how to get in touch with that. And most people, what they'll do is open up to heart energy. And then you'll find out where your truth lies. And the truth itself is harmonic. So I'm going to discuss that tonight. But what he needs is a lot of love and attention. This time of the year, I do massages all day long. That's my profession. And I do energy work with the massages. And I find out this time of the year is extremely stressful. So what I would suggest doing, he needs a lot of love and attention. Are you his friend? Are you his girlfriend? Or?
I am his friend, his spouse of 5.5 years. And this is the fourth episode that has happened to him and the longest time that he has been gone.
Right.
Who is this that I'm speaking with, please?
Pardon?
Who am I speaking with, please?
This is Steve.
Steve, okay. And Steve, the other thing besides this is, he is in the home of his daughter who is dying of cancer.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So, you see, I don't know how,
yes.
how long she has.
Mm-hmm.
All communication to me has been cut off. I'm stepmother, okay?
Yes.
All communication to me has been cut off.
Yes.
And this is a normally extremely loving man.
Okay.
Extremely caring. And this is not something that you just bury, get over it, and get on with life. He
uh-huh.
is the love of my life. And
okay.
You know the song, If It Takes Forever? Well, that's where I am.
Well,
it's been almost 9 months.
Yeah, I think what I would do in this case, now he's, I'm looking at his heart right now, and his heart's not open at all.
Yeah.
What I would do if I were you, I would take your hand and gently put it on his heart. I'm going to fill you with light. What I would love you to do is take your hand and put it on his heart.
Yes.
And that'll lighten him up considerably. I don't want to do that and startle him. So what we're going
yes.
to do is put the energy in your body.
Yes.
Put your hand on his heart lovingly.
Yes.
And just hold it there for about 10 or 15 minutes.
Yes.
I think what he's going to do is, number one, he's going to feel the warmth of your hand and the warmth of your love going into his body. And what that'll do is harmonically balance the chakras. Okay.
And this is even though he's not here, even though.
Will you be touching him later? Will you be seeing him later?
Honey, he has no contact with. His last words to me 4 weeks ago were, I love you. And it has been total silence since then.
Okay, so he's with his daughter. Is that the idea?
Yes.
Okay. Are you, so you're in total silence with him? Is that what's going on?
Total silence. He does not answer the phone, answer emails, nothing. Nothing at all.
Okay. What you can do is visually see him.
Okay.
Okay.
All
Take
right.
a look at his chest.
Yes.
I'm passing you energy now.
Yes.
Just take a look at his chest. And allow the energy to flow from your heart to his heart. You'll never run out of energy, and it won't hurt you.
Right.
And that's what you do, honey. And that'll actually make contact with him.
I hope so.
Visually look at his chest, and the energy will pass from you to him. Whether he's with you or whether he's not with you.
I hope that he'll be coming back.
I hope so, too, for your sake.
Thank you, Steve.
You're quite welcome. God bless you.
Bye-bye, dear.
Bye-bye. What I would suggest doing with with the harmony or harmonics is balance your heart. What you can do is to go into your own heart and balance it. It's you can visually look in your heart. If you take your consciousness from your head, go down past your throat, and go into your heart, you'll actually see your heart. And if it's dark, go into the darkness until you see the light. And just balance yourself out. Once you balance the heart chakra, the rest of the chakras will fall in line. It's automatic. It doesn't take a lot of work to do. But it does take work to get into the heart. Don't be afraid. Visit your body. Visit the love that God has given you, which is in the center of your heart. You'll feel a glow, and that glow will even go into your tummy. And the furthest point of your body, the glow in your gut will take you to God, and the glow in your heart will take you to God. Any chakra will take you to God, but your chakra, the heart chakra, is the best place to go. The gentleman that I told her to make a connection with is already lightening up. So there's so much to do with the universe and with ourselves. We are the universe, and I should really explain that. About a year ago, I was given the opportunity to go into one of my cells as I was in a meditative state. And as I was in a meditative state, I went through the cell. It took me about 3 minutes to get to the center of the cell. In the center of the cell, one cell, was a complete universe. And we have billions and billions of cells in our body that are being replaced every 30 seconds, every 10 seconds. And those cells die off, but the cells themselves carry the complete universe. I saw that. I was absolutely amazed to see it. I knew that we were connected. I knew there was no disconnection. But to actually see that, to actually see the universe with inside of ourselves, is really important. And that connection will keep you very, very balanced. If you want to get a pencil and paper, please write this down. It'll really help you in your endeavors to be in contact with the universe and to be in contact with yourself. There are three sayings. Be your truth. Honor your truth. And live your truth. Again, be your truth, honor your truth, and live your truth. What that means, let me give you a saying also. The truth to me... Oh, hello? Is somebody on the phone? Okay. The saying that I wanted to talk about is, hello? Somebody's trying to contact me on my private line, but that's okay. The truth to me is very profound. It is a balance, a flower, a key to my soul, of never-ending love to myself. I'll repeat that again. The truth to me is very profound. It is a balance. A flower, a key to my soul, of never-ending love to myself. And the reason I'm repeating this, people that are sick, people that have flus, colds, or mentally upset, once we make a contact with our truth, once we make a contact with who we are, once we make a contact with God's love, and you connect to that, that's your truth. That's who you are. That's the universe. That's a cosmos. That's whatever you want to call it. Once you do that, you won't get sick. But you have to stay in that balance. How do we stay in that balance? And how do we get in touch with that? That's what we're talking about tonight, love and harmony. We need to love ourselves, and the way to love ourselves is to speak our truth. It's so important to be able to make that contact and understand that we are truth. If we are truth, then we are God. And I really truly believe that we have the spark of God within us and around us. And we are protected all the time by angels, by whatever means God uses to protect us. I don't know all the ways. I don't think anybody does. But I do believe that our truth will lead us to love and harmony. It's very important to live in love and harmony. It's very important to understand love and harmony. If we love ourselves, we can harmonically love everybody else around us. What I would suggest doing is picking out a favorite song. It doesn't make any difference. Make it a heart song. Make it a song that's really beautiful for yourself. Listen to the beat. Listen to the wonderfulness that somebody has created on this planet to allow us to enjoy that music. And whatever music it is, put it in a perspective of love and harmony. And use it as a daily song. And if you need to change it, change it. I believe Carlos Santana once said on a record, if I remember correctly, feel the music of the universe. And he's created a lot of that music. So you can actually hear it in a lot of his songs, in a lot of his pure magic. So the important thing is that listen to who you are. Please listen to who you are. Don't be afraid. Make contact with who you are. Get in touch with the heart chakra. Just bring your heart level down, or bring your consciousness down to the heart. If you see darkness, go into the darkness. It's not going to hurt you. In the darkness, it will turn to light. Believe me, it will turn to the light that you're looking for. And just keep walking through it. When you get to the center of your heart, just sit there and bathe in it. Just love yourself for who you are. Love the energy that's in your heart. That's the harmonics of who you are. That's the love of who you are, and that's the love of God inside of you that will help you through any endeavor that you run into, or even forget the endeavor, the happiness that will come to you, the harmony that will come to you. The universe that flows through you will open up even more. The energy around you will open up more. Your aura will spread tremendously. And I had a client about 3-4 months ago on the radio program here. And her aura was basically almost shut down. And I opened her up, and she was in California, and I was in Rochester, New York, and I actually put my hand out, and she could feel her aura 3,000 miles away. So there's nothing that we can't do. We just need to believe in ourselves and allow that to work. But anyhow, that's enough of that. Again, the phone numbers are 888-815-9756. Please don't hesitate to call me. That's Canada and the United States. And 877-876-5227. And that's U.S. So please don't hesitate to call me. I'm more than happy to help you. And this is a good week for a good clearing. And I'm more than happy to do that for you. Remember, we're on Station 1. This is a Steve Barish Healing Hour. And I think it's real important that we understand that harmonics are inside of us and outside of us. All we have to do is make that connection in the heart or whatever chakra you want to go visit. Go visit your tummy. Go visit your diaphragm. Whatever it is that you want to do, go visit it. And stay there for a little while. Stay there for 15 minutes. Stay there for an hour. Enjoy the harmonics of your chakra and take a look at the light and stay there. It's just beautiful to do. Don't be afraid of staying there for a little while. Nothing's going to happen. You'll always return to the basics of who you are. Your energy will always flow back to your head. You will not get lost. You will not get out of control. It just doesn't happen that way. You will stay in harmonics. So never worry about that kind of energy. Also, love. We need to love ourselves so much this time of the year. There's so much that's happening. And maybe a point that I need to tell you is that maybe we're given this time of the year to put everything in perspective and say that maybe what we need to do is think of every day as being Christmas. Think every day as being Hanukkah. Think every day of being whatever holiday it is that you can discover for yourself this time of the year. Just make it your special holiday. Get in touch with who you are. Take that love and make it every day, 365 days a year. Turn that love that's this time of the year into a magical embrace and keep it going for the whole year. It's not hard to do. Once you open up to the flower in your heart, once you open up to the energy, the love energy that God has given you, you're going to feel it, and you'll feel it every day. I know that it's very important for people to understand that we love each other, and it's very important to do that. A lot of people don't love each other, but it's very important that this time of the year, please get in touch with the love. Please get in touch with the God within us and around us, and I think you'll find that it'll open up, it'll heal you, and once you start healing yourself, believe me, you can heal others. You don't have to work at it. Just walk into somebody's aura and you can heal them, body and soul. It's just so wonderful to do. There's nothing hard about it. It's held as a secret, and it's no reason to hold it as a secret. It's the most simplest thing to do is to go into your heart, stay balanced, use the harmony to open up to Christmas, to open up to Hanukkah, to open up to God. And again, be your truth, honor your truth, and live your truth. It's so important to do. Please, if you guys need some healing tonight, what I'm going to do, if nobody calls, I'm going to send out energy and heal around 10,000 people tonight. So what I'm going to do is just take this wonderful energy that God has given me, and I'm going to send it out, and we're going to open up a lot of people's hearts tonight, and we're just going to allow that to flow. That's it. And we're going to keep it as in one consciousness. We're going to be harmonic with the universe. We're going to be harmonic within ourselves. So allow yourself to open. Allow yourself to be free of thought. And just flow with the universe. That's it. Flow with the universe. Flow within yourself. Think of all the love that's coming to you like a falls. It's falling from heaven into you. It's a fall of energy. It's a fall of water. It's a fall of whatever it is that you can bring into your body that's pure white light. And I see that happening for an awful lot of people. So we're starting to heal a lot of people. There's a tremendous amount of energy out there. And we're just calming a lot of people down right now that need to be calmed. That's it. That's terrific. What we're going to do is just be with yourself. You should be able to see your own heart energy right now. You should be able to feel that heart energy. Don't be afraid of it. I'll give you one of the sayings that God gave me. Be not afraid of who you are, for who you are is what I am. So please, just harmonically fill your heart with love. Allow everything to open up. That's it. You should be able to feel that energy all around your body now. You should feel a lot calmer and a lot more open up all at one time. You should feel a lot more balanced. And your mind should be very clear. Excuse me. Just believe in yourself. Believe in who you are. That's it. Now, if you can feel it, you'll start feeling your body calming down. You'll start feeling the energy calming down within inside of you. That's it. Just flow and allow that to flow. You're coming down. That's wonderful. Don't be afraid. Nothing's going to happen. I'm monitoring about 10,000 people, maybe even more. Just try to relax and unwind. That's it. I hope that feels good for you guys. It should feel really, really balanced. Your mind should be very focused. And very balanced. That feels really, really good to me. Stay within your heart energy. It feels really, really good. You're opening up more. That's wonderful. That's it. Just go into your heart and breathe in that heart energy. Be afraid of it. That's who you are. Just be one with who you are. Be one with the harmonics of the universe. Be one with yourself. Be in time with the universe. That's it. That's wonderful. That's really wonderful. It feels so good. I hope that everybody that's listening can feel that I'm being told that over 1 million people are listening and following what's happening here at one time. I've never done this many people before, but I can certainly feel it. I'm being told that there's over 1 million people that are going for this. And it's just wonderful to be balanced in the light and God and the universe. Just allow yourself to relax. Allow yourself to be within your heart. There you go. Now it's opening up even more. It really, really feels wonderful. It really, really feels good. Wonderful. So what we'll do is talk about being in harmony and what we can do to love each other. If 1 million people are opening up to this energy, it's that we're all connected. And that connection will last forever. It's always been there. And what we're doing is making a deeper connection for love and harmony. And after we're done, I will say that we are just being connected to ourselves, so you don't have to feel like you're being connected to a million people, even though we're connected to each and all of us on the planet. But you're going to feel very harmonic and very balanced. You should be feeling that right now. It's becoming very, very strong. So allow yourself to breathe in that light. Allow yourself the balance that you deserve. It's from heaven. This has nothing to do with me other than I'm being directed to do this. It just feels so wonderful. If there's anybody out there that wants to call in, that can feel this energy, please give us a call so people will know that they can actually feel and what they're feeling is very true. I think it would be very important for people to know that this is something that's given to everybody. I'm not that special. I'm just a person that feels the energy and can move energy and allow everybody to feel it at the same time. So that's what we need to do. We need to love each other. We need to be able to help each other and give respect and honor to ourselves, to love ourselves. And you should be getting a lot of love feeling right now. You should be able to feel a lot of happiness entering your body through your heart. And I hope everybody can feel that, that's connected here. It's just absolutely wonderful. It feels really, really good to me, and that's what we need to do. If I can do this for that many people, then just think about what we could do for one person that's not feeling well. Put your hand on the heart. It doesn't have to be that you need to do it with a hand. You can take your psychic hand and put it on their heart. And just hold it there for a second. And let the energy reverberate and let it just heal that person. You're not giving up energy. What you're doing is taking the energy from heaven and allowing that to attract to that person and heal them. And heal yourself. Take your own hand and put it on your heart. And you'll feel a tremendous amount of energy coming from your hand, going into your heart. Your whole body will lighten up. It's like electricity. You're electrifying yourself with harmonics. You should be able to feel that. And you should be able, sometimes you'll see a little darkness. And that darkness is coming out of you. It's not going into you. It's coming out of you. The energy that's being put in your hands is total love. The energy that's in your body now is total love. And that's what we need to do. We need to allow this to happen. The earth needs a lot of love and attention. What we can do is take our hands, put it on the ground, or put it on the floor, and allow the energy to go down to the center of the earth, lighten up the earth where you're at. Stand on your feet, stand any way you want to stand, and allow the energy to go down to Mother Earth. Allow it to filter through. Allow, and what you'll see is a beautiful crystal. It'll look just like a crystal, shards that are going down to the center of the earth. It'll be just beautiful. And I could see you guys doing it now, and I see the earth just lightening up. And that's so important to do. We have the ability to do that, and I think it's really important to know that that ability is given to us by God, and that we can actually do that. We can actually send energy anywhere on the planet, the ocean, the trees. A few months ago, I was talking that I was honored by given a blessing to be able to see the eyes of trees, and the eyes of grass, and the eyes of flowers. Think of that. Think of the wonderfulness of the trees, how much they are in harmonics with us, and how much they are in harmonics with nature. If you ever see a tree and you take a look at the buds on a tree, next year, next springtime, when you see a tree that has new with buds, just take a couple fingers, your index finger and your thumb, and gently just touch a bud or gently just touch a tree, and you'll see that whole tree lighten up with truth. And what I mean by truth is that the light from you will create that tree to light up. Every bud that's on that tree will light up, and you'll be able to see that. You'll be able to see the flow of energy from you to the tree, and you'll be able to see the aura open up around the tree. For you guys that are into energy or you're advanced, you'll be able to see a little bit more. But believe me, if you can't see it, but you'll be able to feel the energy and the love from yourself going into that tree and the love coming back to you from the tree. I think that's a wonderful thing that people need to do. And once you make that connection with trees, once you make that connection with everything on the planet, you're going to find out a whole different respect for trees and a whole different respect for yourselves and how much we are harmonically connected to each other, how much love is given us by the trees, by the flowers. I mean, we take a look at these beautiful flowers that come up for 2 weeks and how much work it takes for that flower to come up and for us to take a look at it and for us to smell and take a sniff and see, oh my gosh, that rose smells so delicious, or the tulip is so pretty, or a pansy is so gorgeous. Think about that, and everything is total gorgeous. It's just absolute beautifulness, and we need to look at that in that light rather than just walk by and say, well, that's a flower. Take a look at the colors. Take a look at the brightness. See what God has created, and see what we're visually able to look at. Now, everybody that's connected in this way, tomorrow morning when you go outside, you're going to be able to see colors that will be breathtaking. The greens will be greener. The flowers will be prettier. The white will be white. In these areas here in the Northeast, you'll be able to see snow even whiter. So there's a lot of love that we can do if we just plan, take the action, and just say, hello.
Hello. This is Dominic from London.
Hi, Dominic. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, fine. Having a great, wonderful time listening to your show.
Oh, isn't it wonderful this evening?
Yes, I've been experiencing all that wonderful healing energy coming through.
Have you been able to feel the energy over there?
Yep.
Oh, wonderful. Well, we're getting to heal a million people tonight. I don't know why I've been given that, but that's the number of people that I can feel that are doing, and that's the number that God's telling me. So we're doing a lot of wonderfulness. How do you feel, my friend? Do you feel better?
Oh, gosh, I'm having... Boy, it's lovely. First of all, I was getting this kind of wonderful vanilla energy floating around.
Wonderful.
And then when I was directing energy into my heart center, it's kind of these waves of oranges and reds.
Wonderful.
I started seeing kind of dark blues and... I suppose dark colors and the dark blues coming out of my heart center and through my fingers and out into the wherever.
Yeah, I think you're going to find the darker colors are going to turn to a light blue. God's color is blue, and it's a very beautiful blue. So the more you make that connection with your heart, the prettier the light's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And the harmonics is so important to us. It's so, so important to us. And I'm so glad that you're on the phone and be able to feel all this energy, even in England. That's wonderful.
Yes, I just wonder. I wonder how far across the world it's
well,
sending.
I think it's going out into the universe. It's not only in the world, but it's out in the universe. Mm-hmm. Because we're making a connection harmonically to ourselves and to the universe. There's no disconnection at all. And what we're doing is making a connection to Mother Earth. We're clearing Mother Earth, and we're making a connection into the universe. And I think it's wonderful that we can clear the earth during this time of the year that's so important to do. I think that every day is Christmas, every day is Hanukkah, every day is whatever holiday you want to make it. And I think that this time of the year is so special because we have the ability to get in touch with that, the Christ energy, the Moses energy, whatever it is that we need to get in touch with. We need to get in touch with that energy and just feel it. Just love it for what it is. Mm-hmm. And you're doing that. That's so wonderful. I'm so glad you called.
Okay. I'm getting all these colors coming out of my nostrils now.
Yes, like, absolutely.
Oranges and reds, and that's wow, too.
Do you feel very centered and balanced?
Yes. I'm having a wonderful, cheerful, wonderful moment.
Oh, I am so glad. I am so glad. So they're feeling it, and if you're feeling it in England, they're feeling it in England also.
Okay.
That's wonderful. How you doing, buddy?
I believe I'm doing. I am doing well. I'm feeling very happy and jolly and enjoying the Christmas holiday.
Well, that's wonderful.
Okay.
I am so glad for you. I'm so glad you called.
I'm glad I called too. Okay. Cheerio.
Cheerio. Ta-ta for now.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that is a gentleman all the way from England, and he's feeling the energy, so we must be doing a wonderful job of it. And I think it's wonderful that we're making this connection tonight, and we're really flowing with the energy. And I think it's so important to do. I think it's so important that we make that connection with ourselves and with our children. I think it's already connected, and things are just working out wonderfully. I just feel the energy is flowing so much easier through everybody that I'm contacting right now, and it just feels so wonderful. Right now you should feel very open, very sweet, very loving, very grounded. That feels really, really good to me. So it's just wonderful talking about love and harmony, and especially this time of the year when it's coming to us to open up and profoundly change the world, profoundly change it to freedom, to allow us to be who we are and what we need to be and why God put us on this planet, to create harmony, to create love, to create happiness, to create more love and harmony for our children, for our nephews, our nieces, our parents, everybody. I think this is the time of year that we need to touch each other and just touch each other with love and harmony and Christmas spirit and Hanukkah spirit and any other kind of spirit that is only good, that is only the best for the planet. And that's what we need to do. We need to think of brotherly love, sisterly love, God love, mother love. We need to do that, and it's so important. And the energy just feels so smooth. It feels very relaxing to me that we're in touch. And if our friend in England can feel it, that's 6,000 miles from here, and probably around 9,000 from California, we should be able to feel that in Russia. We should be able to feel that everywhere is on the planet. So it just feels so good to be able to touch people and to love people and to give them a lot of harmony that we possibly can. It's very important to understand that this is not hard to do. This is only a matter of being in touch with ourselves. If one person can open up their heart, you can open up the hearts of a lot of people and allow them to touch themselves, allow them to touch God. It's not hard to do again. It's just a matter of shifting into harmony. And once that's done, and I feel it, I mean, I am sitting here buzzing away in harmony and love and light. And I suspect there's other people that are feeling that way. And geez, I wish you guys would call and tell me how you're feeling. That would be a lot of fun to hear from different parts of the world and different parts of our country. But that's okay. It's not important. I think what's important is that when God tells me that a million people are being touched, there's a million people being touched, and that's the important thing. What we need to do also is I need to thank God so much for all the love that he's given me that I've been able to send this kind of energy out and to make it clear and make it defined and redefined that we can use that and understand each other the best way that we possibly can. There's so many people out there that need a lot of love and a lot of harmony. I hope that a lot of people that are not feeling well mentally or physically are being healed on the spot. I think it's really, really important. Be open to it. Be open to the love that's coming around the world as much as we possibly can. And just go with it. It's just not me that's doing this now. I'm feeling a lot of people that are opening up and just passing this energy around the world, and that's so important to do. It's really, really important. And, geez, it feels really, really great. If there's anybody out there that needs a healing, you are being healed. You're being healed right now. I can feel the energy flowing through a lot of people, awful lot of people. And I'm watching about, excuse the expression, hello?
Hello, Steve. It's Brian from Ontario.
Hi, Brian. How you doing?
Well, I am doing better now. For the last 48 hours, I had a lot of real tense muscle aching in the right back part of my back.
Okay.
And it was like a bad headache. But I've been listening to you, and I just want to tell you, 90% of the pain is gone.
Wonderful.
Now, it wasn't making me cry or anything. It wasn't limiting my ability to move around, but it was a, you know, pain in the back.
Right.
And I've never, I'm what I call an energy dork.
Yes.
I don't see the energy and have a hard time feeling it.
Right.
But today, I felt 90% decrease when you were doing your thing.
Well, Brian, thank you so much. That's so kind of you to tell me. I wanted people to call to let me know, because when God tells me there's a million people out there feeling this energy and they're being healed, Also, God bless your mom.
Thank you.
God bless your mom. I send her love and light, and I count her in as one of the people being healed tonight.
Cool.
And that's so nice to hear from you. It's so nice to know that people are feeling this energy. And you know, I think what it does is I think we're going to have a better Christmas, and we're going to have a better holiday all around. I'm getting so much tingling from heaven. I know that this energy is really working.
Mm. Can you do me a favor?
Absolutely, Brian.
There has to be a lot of people like me that can't see the energy and they have a hard time feeling it.
Yes.
When you say, I feel good, or the energy feels wonderful, can you translate that into a language or something that I might be familiar with and others like me might be able
sure.
to identify with?
I think the energy that we're feeling, think of a tree. Think of a tree that the wind is coming, and you can actually see the tree moving back and forth so gracefully. You know, the branches are moving, the leaves are moving. We can hear the energy of the leaves being moved. Are you getting that picture?
Yep.
That's exactly what's happening.
Okay, I can identify with that.
Okay. So in other words, it's something that's happening that's very graceful. It's almost like a dance. It's almost like a ballet. Think of the energy. Think of the energy being so smooth and so wonderful that nothing gets in its way. That the only thing that's touching the energy
is the wind or God or nature or the cosmic areas. And just think of the tree as moving, the leaves and the shimmering of the leaves, and that's what you're going to feel. So in other words, take that, try to understand. Yeah, that's the best way I can put it in a nature way form.
Okay.
Because it's something that a lot of people can't see. Some people can't even feel it, but you should be able to feel the tingling through your feet.
Mm.
Has that been happening for you?
It's, well, I would say I'm a dull on that.
That's okay. That's okay. The idea is that 90% of the pain in your back is gone, so I know it's working.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's the first time I've ever been able to have a symptom that I wanted to get rid of, and I could feel it just go away, and I'm in the chair moving this way and that way, and I'm going, holy smokes,
right.
This is happening right now.
Right.
So I just wanted to share that with you, and wish you good season's greetings and the same
thing. Brian, thank you so much, and we've talked many times on the phone.
Yeah.
I know Mom, God bless her, I've talked to her on the phone, and I know she wasn't feeling good. If I'm just sending a lot of energy out there. If you guys could just please, what is your mom's first name?
Catherine.
Catherine, if you could pass energy to Catherine, let's get her better. She's got a wonderful son here who just cares for his mother so much. He loves his mom beyond anything I've ever known before. And please, let's just pass him a lot of love and light. And let him open up, and let his mom open up. Brian, thank you so much for calling.
Okay. Thank you for what you're doing.
God bless you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Yeah, it's wonderful to hear from Brian. Brian is a wonderful man who loves his mom. And his mom, I believe, is around, I think, either in her late 80s, if I remember. Could even be in her 90s. And I just want her to get better. She's such a wonderful person. I've talked to her a few times, and she's been a real powerhouse, more or less, and she's really a great lady. You guys should really feel comfortable. You should feel actually pretty neutral in terms of energy. You should feel very balanced and grounded. Your eyes should be very focused. And it's just such a pleasure working with you guys tonight. It's just really wonderful. I know I have a friend of mine, Bob M., who lives in Rochester, and he's on the phone. And his mom is at his house. And I just wish them the best. And also his young lady, who he loves very much. And I want to thank her for the bouquet of flowers that she sent me. That was really kind of her. But anyhow, I try to remember that we're all connected together, and everything is love. We just need to love ourselves. We need to love everything around us and give ourselves the idea that God is with us all the time. It's just not Christmas time. But it's important to know that this time of the year is so spiritual for a lot of people, that why not take this love, just surround the planet, surround it with a lot of love, a lot of harmony. Let our love fill the planet. Allow the feeling of compassion to go out, to be able to feel the earth, to be able to feel the air. Let's cleanse the air. Let's cleanse the planet. Let's get all the negative energy and negative forces off the planet. All we need to do is put this love out. Just love ourselves. Love ourselves for who we are. And that's so wonderful. It's such a blessing to be able to bless people. And you should feel that way as you're blessing your children, or you're blessing your neighbors, or your brothers, or your sisters. And I certainly do that for my brother Danny and Billy, and all my cousins in Philadelphia and all around the world. So just bless everybody. Bless everybody with this wonderful energy. And bless them every day. Life is so precious and so wonderful. Every breath, let's take a breath and realize that God is giving us the miracle of life, and that we understand that this miracle can be passed on to everybody. It's just not one, it's just not two, it's not three or four. It belongs to everybody, and we can create miracles all the time. So it's wonderful talking to you guys. I've got about three more minutes, and then I'm going to have to cut it off. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to disconnect in a slight way and bring everybody back to We're going to bring everybody back to focus to who they are. You should be able to feel that now. Take the energy. Love everybody around you. Love yourself mostly. And most of all, please love God. Thank Him so much for the love that you have. Thank Him so much for everything that you have. It's so important to realize that what we have is what we have. If you want something else, ask for it and use a very, very magical word, please. I can't tell you. I was told by a tremendous healer, for which I thank him so much for some of the energy that he's given me, is that he taught me, please, to use the word please. It's so important to do. Let's not forget the word please. Please, Lord, help us in our wonderfulness to be able to give to the rest of the people on the planet a lot of love, light, harmony, compassion, and understanding that we may live in a better world harmonically. Thank you so much for being with me tonight. This is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. I wish you a wonderful Merry Christmas, a spiritual New Year's, love and light to everybody, and I hope that if I've lightened your heart a little bit tonight, please just go with it and share it. Give it to the other people in your life. Love yourself as God loves you. Thank you so much for being with me this evening. I want to thank a couple people. I want to thank Fred Bell, Dr. Fred Bell. I want to thank Dr. Valerie Olmsted for being real good friend. Fred Bell, a real good friend. And if any of my clients are listening to me, which I think they are, I wish you a lot of love and light, like everybody else that we've done tonight. God bless. Have a wonderful Christmas. And see you next week. Bye-bye.